C1AP. Number 2A.
Now, with the 5,000-year period, again we witness a change between reality and the symbolization of that reality. Namely, at that point, we were not, the consciousness were no more asking so much what idea lies behind the human experience, like in the 4,000-year period, but now Jesus came and said, I am the idea. He was no more interested to ask what lies behind me, but he said, I am the Christ. And so at this period we begin to realize that they were showing, they, mostly Jesus, was showing that the idea and the symbol is one. Jesus was the symbol, as a corporeal being was the symbol, but he was at the same time the idea, Christ. So he called himself really Jesus Christ. And you can see it as a combination into of a corporeal concept and a divine idea. And he said, that is a unity. So he called himself Jesus Christ, and from that point on, naturally, the Christians were trying to imitate him, to follow him. He said, follow me, do what I do. And so the whole concept was that the acme of Christianity is in living the Christ, in living as Jesus lived, the Christ. So from that point on, one was always asking, do you live the Christ? Do you live the idea? Are you the impersonization of that idea? Are you the very exponent of that idea, so that you live that idea? And so for a long time, this has been the ideal in the Christian religion. And one has hardly noticed that we are living 2,000 years later in a completely different atmosphere and age, where in the 6,000-year period the idea of science grew on mankind as a whole, and then at the end of that 6,000-year period Christian science came, where the idea of science as the Christ was the main point. So in the 6,000-year period we see the relationship between reality and idea insofar that we see that the idea of the 6,000-year period is science, and that the symbol through which this science is presented is also science. It must be presented as a science, and not as a person called Jesus or as a person called Mary Baker Eddy. This year, 3,000-year period shows the unity of the idea science with the symbol science. We must symbolize the idea of science through all those symbols that constitute the science, that we must have actually defined factors, defined elements, like the synonymous term, that we must have categories, as we have in Christian science, the categories of the seven and the four and the four. We must have system, just as we see that Mrs. Eddy has reduced the infinite to a system. We must have structure, just as we see that she reduced science to a structural sense of science by presenting the ideas through 16 chapters in a matrix form. All that has realized itself. The thing is that not all or very few have realized what happened. So they take Christian science still as that which should be symbolized as in the 5,000-year period through a person, that we should live Christian science, that therefore we as people should be a exposition, a manifestation, a expression, a symbol for science. Now, science cannot be symbolized through people. Science, the idea of science can only be symbolized through the symbol of a science. And that is the reason why Mrs. Eddy did not call her science Science Eddy, but Science of the Christ. Not like Christ Jesus, Christ Eddy, but Christ Science. Which means that our whole consciousness should be engaged in researching what constitutes the science of Christian Science. And we can see that John Dooley began to put a lot of stress on that by showing, I'm going to teach you the categories of science. The categories of science are first the seven synonymous terms. So my pupil, you go home and study for a few years the seven synonymous terms in the textbook. Go and make list of all the ideas that characterize mind, that characterize spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And then he taught, now you go and study the four. What is the Word? What is the Christ? What is Christianity? What is science? And later on he said, now you go home and you study what is the level of Christian Science, what is the level of absolute Christian Science, what is the level of divine science, finally what is the level of science. That he was teaching. So we can see that our age of science shows there is a reality called divine science, and that reality has to be symbolized through scientific tools, through scientific instruments, through scientific models like the Matrix. And in order to do that, we had to find the ideas characterizing the seven and the four and the four. But then Mr. Dooley showed something which is so prominent or so important for the present age in which we live. We are at the verge of the 6,000 to 7,000 year period. Something is round the corner that is very different than what we have been doing up to now. What is it that is typical for the 7,000 year period that differentiates it in consciousness from the 6,000 year period? And we can easily see what comes as a new consciousness. Namely, that in the 7,000 year period, we do not need anymore to think in ideas, but in the categories themselves. The categories do not need to be any more illustrated and symbolized through the ideas characterizing them. We can lift the whole thing, the whole science, out of the level of seeing science as an idea and lift it to see science as science. Therefore, what is coming to us and what we are talking about already in the last summer school is that more and more as we imbibe the ideas of the three categories and they become more tonality, they become more our consciousness, and the more they become our being, we lose the sense of the ideas. And all what is left to us is then the symbol of 7, 4, 4, without the ideas. So that more and more we are actually, in a natural way, we have been pushed into that new consciousness where no matter if we have to solve a problem or not to solve a problem, where we are just being, that we are trying to be constantly in the rhythm of thinking along that line of mind, spirit, of soul, of principle, of life, of truth, and of love, of the Word, as a Christ, as a Christianity, and as that definite science, which is a science of Christian science, science of absolute Christian science, science of divine science, then that exalted sense of science as science, science itself. These are terms, symbols of reality, but they are symbols of reality that come very, very close to the atmosphere of reality, very close. So that finally one can see, if that development goes on and on, that even those, that consciousness that is just contemplating the capitalized terms slowly become just one consciousness. Then we have the 8,000 year period of the infinite one. So this is the line of development, how symbols rise. As we rise, symbols begin to rarefy, begin to become more abstract, purer, clearer, more defined, and they approach more and more the spiritual sense of being, until finally it will be one and the symbols disappear completely. This is a way. It is a becoming, not the being, because nobody can ask that we jump right out of the second or third thousand year period into the seventh or 8,000 year period. There is a way to go, and on that way we make our experience and we are trained and cultured in it, and so little by little we arrive at the higher consciousness. But the main point naturally is that we are aware of that development. If we are not aware of that development, we are in great danger always to go along with the old sense instead of the new sense. And that shows itself very clearly in our study, in our research, in our contemplation of the whole subject, that actually then we look at the same world, the world is the same, we look at the same world from a different standpoint, from a different subjective standpoint. You see, if we have the idea, the divine idea, and constantly think that that idea is symbolized through the 3,000 year period, through the tribal histories, where we have all those wonderful examples, what Abraham did, what Sarah did, what Isaac did, what Jacob did, what Rebecca did, what Benjamin did, what Moses did, and so on. These wonderful ideas, how they handled difficult situations, and how they resolved very difficult situations in their tribal life, that gives us a sense that Christian Science is here for tribal life, that it is here for our life, that everything that is of importance is to take that idea and put it into our family life, and therefore we have that nice little circle of being interested how everything is well with father, mother, son, daughter, nephew, grandchildren, and so on, and that's the end of the world. Afterwards, après moi le déluge, huh? The French say, huh? After that, the floods. So that this is a great danger. It's that danger where we have a very limited sense of the divine idea. Or we look at the Bible constantly from the consciousness of the 4,000 year period. That's another danger. That we take really our knowledge of the seven synonymous term and begin to read the Bible and to study the Bible and explain the Bible as if we still would live in the 4,000 year period. Namely, constantly to bring out what is the idea behind biblical happening, behind biblical people and figures. Always asking, now I tell you the idea that is at work, the specific idea that is revealed here, that takes the Bible and says, these are nice histories. Actually, they are not nice histories. Actually, they show forth what? they show four specific ideas of the seven synonymous terms. And we feel that is terrific. We feel that's very wonderful. That's very advanced. It isn't at all. It is a very old hat that we take the Bible history and interpret it in ideas. That's an old hat and not something new. That's the 4,000-year period. Or we take the 5,000-year period consciousness, where we feel Jesus as a symbol was one with the idea, he was Jesus Christ, and therefore he would show that actually all what's going on in the Bible, be it now the Noah story, be it the Abraham story, be it the Jacob story, be it the Moses story, is actually not Abraham, Jacob, and Moses, but it's actually me, Jesus Christ, has to do with me. And so John Dolly would show, but that was only a sideline, and that is misunderstood, would show as a sideline that in the 5,000-year period of consciousness, we can say, Noah is me, Noah is I, Jacob is I, Abraham is I, Benjamin is I, all these characters, all what happened is I. They were not historical figures. The idea and the symbol is one. And so we can contemplate the Bible in that way. But it's old hat. And most people don't see that, because they were somehow much too much influenced, or not influenced, but attracted to John Dolly's explanation of the whole Bible through the 99 verbatim reports, where he interpreted the Bible and showed that there are ideas behind it and that we are those ideas, whereas he was showing something very different, and the students didn't see it, that he was showing something different. Namely, he was actually showing the Bible from the consciousness of the 6,000-year period. Of the 6,000-year period. What is the 6,000-year period? We have seen in the 6,000-year period and in the 7,000-year period, both together, we begin to see that science is the idea and that the symbol is also science. The symbol is not Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, etc. It's science. The symbol is science. And therefore, what John Dolly actually did was something else than what I said before. He was showing that the whole Bible illustrates the categories of being. All the other explanations were sidelines for him, because he had to show first, always, what a symbol like Abraham symbolizes as an idea, what Isaac and Jacob and all the people were symbolizing as an idea, but he always brought them back to the synonymous term. So that actually, if we interpret the Bible today from the consciousness of the 6,000 and 7,000 year period, we are not so much interested in the details, how every detail brings out another of the infinite ideas, but we are interested that these ideas are seen to be ideas of a category, and therefore that the Bible symbolizes, under this angle of looking at it, that it symbolizes a science of it, namely the categories, so that we should really interpret the Bible by showing that these ideas belong to categories. And that's very important, and I tell you why, because only this way will lead us into the 7,000-year period. The other will not lead us into the 7,000-year period. Now, this may be now an enigma, what I just said, so I explain it, but it always takes a lot of time to explain something. You see, if we interpret with our knowledge of the synonymous terms, that is always necessary. That's a prerequisite, or else we cannot interpret the Bible. With our knowledge of the seven synonymous terms, if we interpret the details, namely the specific ideas of the Bible. Then we are in the 4,000 year period of consciousness, where we say, can you see that behind this happening was this and this idea? But if we stay there, then we do exactly what the prophets wanted to show, that behind happenings are ideas. Therefore we will stay in the infinitude of ideas and not in the categories. That, if we stay in the infinitude of ideas, that is no basis for development. The only basis for development is if we put it into a science. Only science can reveal further. Only science can be developed and can develop out of itself new insight. So if we are not so much interested in those tiny little details of the Bible and seeing the idea, but when we see through the interpretation of our knowledge of the seven synonymous terms which ideas are governing, we can say, here you have a proof of what? Not the proof of that incident, but the proof that the categories of being are eternal, and that the categories of being has always demonstrated itself. So what we should do is to take the Bible and read the Bible, not in the first place to interpret the tiny little details, but to hear constantly that song of song, that new song of the 6,000 year period, that we constantly hear mind, spirit, soul, principle, or then life, or truth, or love. Or that we hear behind it always the new song, oh, this is the word. And then comes the Christ. And you just hear the coming down of the Christ. Or you get the tremendous sense of Christianity, or the exact, beautiful, systematic sense of science. So you hear your categories. So if we read both the Bible and the textbook with a great tone of the categories and not as illustrating ideas, then we culture within ourselves the categories, and only the categories of that which really are adapted to our present day, the 6,000 year period, and only they really are big enough and fundamental enough to open up a new vision. Can you see that? So we have to be careful what we do with John Dolly's revelation, to see that they are a means, first to prove with our knowledge of Christian science that the Bible was already telling the same story of the synonymous term of the four and the four, but not for the purpose of finding that, but for the purpose of only proving that our categories are right. And that therefore the Bible stories and science and health, that they are here, that we can read them as categories, not as sentences. So that also when once we will go closer through the text of the textbook, that we will not feel, oh, that's fine, now we can interpret every sentence, know what it means, but much more to see that we can read a text and only hear categories sounding, the new song, not the old song. To read sentences is an old song that we learned in kindergarten, only the first grade, to learn to read. But to learn to hear categories behind the text, that is it. Then we can really analyze a text properly. So, this is important. And we will see as we go through the chapter Apocalypse and through Revelation that we'll always come across this great issue to get further than the 5,000 year period. That the fifth period is past And now comes another period, one is, and afterwards there will be another one. The six is, and afterwards there will even be a seventh. And we can only do that when we see what is the difference between those 1,000-year periods. The difference is not the historical data and say, well, Jesus lived in the year 1, and therefore the 5,000-year period goes until 1,000 A.D., and afterwards comes the 6,000-year period from 1,000 A.D. onward. That's not a spiritual quality. That's history. That's chronology. But not the development of the idea, the history of idea. There must be, in every period, a completely different consciousness with which we look at reality, at the Bible, and at the textbook. So with this in view, we can go further and see, for instance, that Mrs. Eddy says in this chapter on the Apocalypse very definitely that she says, well, you see, the 12th chapter of the Apocalypse has a special suggestiveness in connection with the 19th century. They said, look here, in that revelation you find forms of consciousness that are adapted to our age, that were not adapted to earlier ages. Therefore, what is that new thing? We must ask, what is the old? What is the new? Or that she says that the distinctive feature in the opening of the sixth seal has reference to the present age. Again, an indication that we must see the difference of consciousness between the 5th and 6,000-year period from which we come out. Yes.